This episode of Pondering Nerdcast was brought to you by GamingRebellion.com. Join the community today at GamingRebellion.com, where it's more than just games.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the Pondering Nerdcast. This is episode 50. Yeah, 50. It's midlife crisis. We're probably all going to buy Harley Davidsons and, you know, probably go on that one road trip to try to figure out just,
Leather chaps. Lots of leather chaps.
All the leather chaps.
It's our golden anniversary. Okay. We should be celebrating. Right.
Golden leather chaps.
Golden. Yes.
That works for me.
So with me tonight is Alyssa Spector.
Hey, guys.
And Nate Rowe.
Hello.
Dwayne is somewhere anticipating the Xbox Neo, Geo, something. I don't know. They're coming out with a new one to spend money on, whatever.
is that the one with the Project Scorpion built into it?
No. There's supposed to be a slimmer version coming out later on this year, I think next month, and then there's supposed to be another version, the Scorpion one, next year, but it's 4K or some nonsense. But
why?
I don't know.
They're trying to give you the power of a PC.
This is what we're gonna start seeing in the console world. And I'm sorry, I'll try not to go on a rant here, but this is what we're gonna start seeing. We're gonna start seeing where consoles cannot have the same life cycle that they once previously had. Eventually, like, all market analyses prove they're not going to be able to sustain themselves in the market. So you're going to see these every 2 years. This is the PS4.7, you know what I mean, or whatever, you know what I mean, because they have to keep bringing something out, you know what I mean, to compete. Like, computers are just getting so much better every year, so that it's going to get to some point where a console comes out, the next year it is obsolete, you know what I mean? And eventually that's going to happen. And anyway, so yeah. I'm tired of it. I'm already tired of it. Like, I'm already like, let's all switch over to computers. Let's just do it. Yeah. It sucks, but just do it.
Yeah, but you gotta buy a bunch of external data to store on. But then you gotta get that.
But that's cheap though. Like, external hard drives are cheap now, so you can build yourself a pretty decent gaming PC for like around $500-$700. If you want something more than that, then, you know, $1,500 or whatever. But it's a good investment overall, you know.
I mean, and the thing with PCs though is, you want to update your graphics card individually, you know, or what, you know what I'm saying? Like, consoles are very, very specific about, you break me open and you start messing with shit, warranty is void. We are not going to help you, like, if you mess it up, you know what I mean? Whereas with computers, it's very interchangeable most of the time, you know what I mean? You can pop new power supplies and new graphic cards and, you know, pimp it out as much as you want to, as slowly as you want to, you know what I mean? But with consoles, it's you buy it and the cycle used to be, what, like 7 years? You know, like a 7-year cycle of, you're committed to that console now.
Yeah.
You got it now. But, you know, like, I'm already kind of pissed. It's like, now there's already a new PlayStation 4, and it's like, what? Okay. Well, I guess I have the poor cousin, the old guy, who's, you know, collecting dust. But anyway.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's how that works. Yeah. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Dwayne's obsession. we're here to talk about San Diego Comic-Con 2016. Woo! A bunch of shit came out of this thing. Like, some good, some really bad. Mostly good, I would say. Or other things are kind of like polarizing right now, especially in the geek world of people of comics who like love comic books and whatnot. Lots and lots of arguments, guys. Lots and lots of arguments. But You take it as it is, you know. I think it's a normal. Yeah, it's normal.
It comes with nerd culture. You're always going to have people who are bitching and complaining, like, that's not accurate. It's a comic book. That didn't happen in issue 152. Anyway.
That's how I wanted things to live. No. But yeah, so on top of that, like, a bunch of trailers came out as well, both movies and television related. And we're going to, like, just run through a few that we were able to find. I'm sure there's probably more out there, but we don't have all the time in the world. So whatever, you know. So let's start off with a movie, shall we? Let's start off with the Justice League. There's their Comic-Con footage that they put out. They keep calling it footage, you know, like it's some sort of, you know, lost tape that someone found and just gave it to somebody at Comic-Con, like, hey, play that. <You know? laughs> So this is like a two minute 45 seconds of a trailer. And I should say, before we talk about this, there was an article that came out a couple weeks prior saying that the director, I believe Zack Snyder, is also directing this movie. I don't know why, but apparently he is. Him and his wife apparently are making this movie, and they're like, "Oh, it's gonna be fun, guys. It's gonna have color, and we're not gonna beat up women. It's gonna be awesome." And I was like,
"There's still slow-mo though."
There's a lot of slow-mo happening. There is a little bit more color. You know, Batman doesn't seem too gloomy anymore. He's like, you know, he pulled a Tony Stark. He's like, haha, I'm gonna talk to, you know, Flash and all that stuff. But what did you guys think about the trailer? Did you, you know, like it, hate it? You think it's gonna be fun?
I don't know, because it's just a trailer, but I wasn't too excited about it, because a lot of the stuff in the trailer came off as pretty, I don't know, it, like, with the humor, it seemed like they were trying too hard to be like Marvel. I know we shouldn't be comparing the two, but, like, yeah, like, when they, you know, the whole scene with, like, when Bruce Wayne comes up to Barry, that whole scene just seemed like it was, you know, super forced, like, trying too hard to be.
See, that was the one scene of the trailer that I thought was pretty funny, man. Like, I just the way it ended, where he was like, I need friends. Well, that's like that part I appreciated. I will say, like, I like the trailer overall, but I really, really laughed, or got an inner laugh, from how they tried to portray Aquaman. It's like, I know, but that's what I'm saying is, like, okay, so Aquaman, who is, let's just face it, he's the laughing stock of DC superheroes, right? He's a guy who talks to fish. Okay? and it's like, okay, so we're gonna have this big guy play him, and we're gonna have him have crazy eyes, right? And he's gonna pick up Bruce Wayne and, like, slam him up against a wall. And, oh, we're gonna have to do the slow-mo fucking Creed style walking and drinking a bottle while getting splashed with a wave. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what?
Well, Aquaman doesn't just, like, communicate with fish. He's, you know, he can't control water, but he can withstand, I know he can withstand, like,
he
has superhuman strength, and right. He has enhanced senses.
He's on par with Superman.
Talks to fish.
Yeah, pretty much.
To fish. But hey, if he can, like, communicate with a freaking shark,
I'm just saying, like, it's so, I mean, he's obviously the most retarded. Like, if anything, I would have tried to just write him out. Like, I would have just tried to write out Aquaman completely. Just, let's just focus on some of the other more badass land people. You know what I mean? Like, Cyborg. awesome. I will say that, like, I love that that back and forth he had. I forget exactly who he was talking with, but I liked Cyborg's look, man. Cyborg looked tight. You know, I don't know. Like, the Flash is going to be this kid, this teenager, and I guess he's going to be comic relief, you know what I mean, or try to be. You know, we saw this little bit of that was Wonder Woman sitting down with Batman in that trailer, right? Like, yes, talking correct, about the team.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are seeing a little bit more of a relationship between Batman and Wonder Woman forming and a trust. You know what I mean? They're going back and forth about, you know, the other people and stuff. So I think there's a lot of promising stuff from this, and I will say that I'm glad Justice League is going to continue after the horribleness that most people said was Batman versus Superman. But yeah, just Aquaman, shut up, dude. Khal Drogo, go back. Just go somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I thought the trailer looked fun. Like, it, they definitely delivered on, yeah, it's going to be more fun. And it seems that way to me. You know, I think the version of Aquaman they're going with is the reluctant Aquaman before he, you know, like, chose to be king. Because there is a period in his life, if you read the books or saw any old cartoons, where he was just a bum. He was just a bum. He drank a lot, and he kind of helped people out. You know?
I seriously want to make a video of him walking with that bottle and getting splashed with Creed's, with arms wide open.
It seemed that way, right? Yeah. Oh, and I was just like, why? I was like, well, then they had the scene where he was like just drinking a little like Hennessy, and he was like, I'm gonna splash down, you know. It was like, whatever. That scene with Batman and Barry Allen, I was like, did they just rip off Marvel? Did they just rip off the last Marvel movie? Because it was pretty similar to how Tony Stark was talking to Spider-Man. And I was just like, but it was cool. But I would say the two things I don't like, I would say I don't like Flash's suit. He looks like a Power Ranger reject. And, you know, and I'm not too keen on this, the way they if you saw the last Batman v Superman, you did see a glimpse of Cyborg and like in all his attachments, and it looked really good there. And this one up close, it seems something is not quite right, and I can't really put my finger in it. I was just like, it looks cool, but I'm not sure why it doesn't look all the way cool to me. But I don't know. Maybe I need to, you know, when the movie comes out and I get like,
I don't know, man.
You
know. I thought it looked awesome. I thought he looked pretty badass. I mean, yeah, now then again, I'm not a big, like, I'm not really into DC stuff, so I don't know how accurate it is. You know, it's not like just first time appearance watching the trailer. Thought it was, you know, thought he looked pretty awesome. But yeah. I will say this about that scene with, you know, I almost feel like, and as much as I don't like, and we're going to talk about the Flash show a little bit later, but, I almost feel like they need some sort of actor continuity in these universes. Yes, you know what I mean? I feel like that Flash should have been the guy who plays Flash, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that would have just made more sense. You know, it would have been a way to tie things together a little bit. I mean, I get that there's probably licensing issues going on and all kinds of stuff like that, but you know, it just seems like it would have made more sense to me. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
I wish we would have Martian Manhunter in it, but he's in the Supergirl show, so.
Well, apparently the TV shows don't exist in movie life or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. So, yeah, there's still a possibility, but I don't know. Anyway, he's all CGI. So.
that scene with Barry Allen, like, the one thing that I really liked about it was when he threw the Bat Star or whatever you want to call it at him, you know, and he does the slow-mo. That was for him to know, oh, this is Batman, okay, got it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that was kind of the you know, I liked how they did that. It was like, you know, that's how he was gonna identify himself and sort of prove this guy was who he thought he was. Mm. Like, what if this guy wasn't? What if this guy wasn't the Flash and he just straight threw a bat star into this dude's head? Just,
killed shink. Him. He's like, oh no, what? Sorry.
What if, you know what I mean? Oops, sorry. My I'm man. Bruce Wayne. Hopefully I could pay for your brain surgery. Sorry.
I just killed you.
You were a vegetable, my bad. That was a miscalculation on my part.
Man, I thought you were fast, man. But yeah, like that, you know, those are the, like, you know, also, I still think Zack Snyder still hasn't really caught the essence of who Batman is. So it's a little weird. I mean, it's kind of cool to see Batman in this light, a little bit more lighthearted, making cracking jokes and. I don't care what anybody tells me. It's still weird to see Batman laugh in any format because he just doesn't laugh and kind of laughed. And I was like, oh, that's creepy. I don't know if it's you know, it's a little creepy to me, but it's like, eh. But like I said, if you're like a big Batman fan, maybe you will appreciate it more than I will. But anyway,
even at the end of that trailer, Batman's looking at Aquaman and he's like, so I hear you talk to fish.
Yeah.
He even says it. Like, that's all he does. Shut up.
No.
Go back in the little waves with your Creed.
I would say to defend
the sunlight.
Well, come on, Aquaman's not that bad. He can look in the comics. He summoned like a whole army of great white sharks to like attack all these boats and shit. So if he can like summon
still talk to
know,
fish.
All these great white sharks, it'd be freaking awesome. Or you know, an army of like giant squids to destroy right. towns. So.
Yeah,
can like, you take me higher?
No. I would say one thing, like a few things in defense of Aquaman. Like he is on par with strength when it comes to him and Superman. They're about almost equal.
Shut up. No. No. Yeah.
So we'll see how they
and
handle it.
He would have just straight killed Batman if he had picked him up and slammed him into a wall.
Right, crushed his spine.
Like, there would be no Bruce Wayne left. Yeah. No. Aquaman, you are stupid.
keeping with the DC stuff here, let's switch over to one of the DC TV shows, The Flash. So they showed off season 3, trailer for season 3, which is supposed to be Flashpoint. There was a movie a couple years ago called Flashpoint Paradox, which was, I've never read the story of it, but from what everybody's told me, it is pretty messed up. And this is when the story is, I mean, I can spoil it. It's not really spoiling anything because there's been a movie, an animated movie out. There's a book out. So if you haven't seen or read this story before, well, it sucks to be you. You can mute this part. So the whole point of Flashpoint is... Barry Allen missed his mother so much he literally ran back in time and saved her. And when he came back to the present, or what he thought was the present, well, it was the present, but things changed. But he was the only one that knew anything had changed, you know. But it changed so much, things were really, really fucked up. Like, you know, like Superman did come to Earth, but they captured him very early and kept him in like a bunker, so he's just crazy. Aquaman is crazy. Yes, he's back again. Wonder Woman is crazy, like batshit insane. I want to crush the world, crazy. So all kind of shit just went wrong altogether, you know. So I don't know if they're going to touch on that with this particular version of Flashpoint, or what they're going to do with about the Reverse Flash, or the Dark Flash, or I forgot his name, or Professor Zoom. They did reveal a few things, like Wally West will show up in this one, and the other stuff is like, we'll just see where they go from there. And I think, I don't know, don't quote me on this, but I think this is how Supergirl comes into the CW universe, coming from CBS, you know. So that's how that's happening, apparently. Did you guys?
I really wish they would make a version of the Flash that didn't have any of the
I love you. I don't love you. I don't understand. I'm a teenager and I have hormone problems and I had a chance to love you and now I can, but I can't because I'm with this guy. And it's like, dude, I'm tired of the ABC family drama. Okay. Like if we could separate that shit from the actual, just the action from the show, or like, cause I started watching The Flash. Like I did, I started binge watching The Flash and I really liked it at first because I liked, you know, the whole what's going on with the, you know, the back in time stuff and who is this other Flash person and why is this, you know, particular character good but evil? I don't understand. You know what I mean? Like there was a lot of cool aspects to it, but I just could not get past the fucking the teen drama shit, man. I just couldn't get, like, I had to stop watching it. You know what I mean? Like, when I even saw it on the list tonight for what we were talking about, I was like, don't care. Not going to watch that trailer. Don't care. Because it's, you know, I don't know, man. Like, I really wish there was a version that just didn't have any of that other stuff. You know, and I get it. Every once in a while, it's like, oh, but it plays into the episode because she's in trouble from this person. It's like, yeah, right, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Nah. Like, he can save her, and then we'll just skip whatever they talked about afterwards. Or, you know what I mean? Like, anyway.
Yeah,
but,
they
spend
I haven't.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I haven't seen the show, so I have no comment on that.
Oh, you haven't watched The Flash at all?
No. Oh, okay. I've seen Supergirl.
Oh. We'll talk about her.
I haven't seen Green Arrow either, so or Arrow.
Well, I haven't either. So when I there was like an episode where he like cameoed and somebody else from the Green Arrow show cameoed on Flash.
Yeah.
And I guess it was supposed to be a big deal and I just didn't get it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, cool. they go back and forth, yeah.
There was a crossover between Supergirl and The Flash, if that counts, right?
Yes, and that's where this because Supergirl is moving from CBS to CW, he's supposed to do another time jump, and that somehow brings Supergirl into his universe now. And so that's like their explanation or something or blah blah blah. I don't know.
It's like, so does that mean Power Girl is in his universe?
I really don't know how they're going to do this because I don't want to spoil it for Nate. I don't know where you're up to in Flash, but
I don't care.
Okay, well they later on in the show they discussed the whole 52 Earths, the 52 parallel versions of Earth, like, you know. So I think that's how Flash got into CBS show, because technically what they're saying is Supergirl is on a different planet, like a different Earth, and Flash is on a different Earth. And later on and stuff, you do see a different Earth and stuff like that. Like, you do see a glimpse of her in the Flash show. So there's like a whole bunch of like connection and continuity and stuff like that. There's even a rumor that they're going to bring back Constantine to the CW, which I hope they do because I love that show. It was so fucking awesome. But yeah, they're all trying to interconnect, you know, and this is why I say DC's winning television over Marvel, because they have more shows out and they're doing it really well, in my opinion. Not so much,
but they don't really need to. I mean, like, they don't need to own TV like that, you know what I mean? Like, they, you know, yeah. Cinematically, they rock DC's world, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So.
Moving on back to some we're gonna jump back and forth with, you know, some movie stuff here as well. So the Doctor Strange trailer drop, well, a new trailer, trailer 2, as they would like to say it, because, you know, numbers are important in chronological order. So we get to see a little bit more. It's a longer trailer. It's about 2:21 long. And you see, like, his accident. You see, like, you know, a little bit more of his journey to becoming Doctor Strange. I don't know the character's name besides Doctor Strange. I would say it. I don't know. For now, he'd be called Benedict Cumberbatch. it's a lot of people are saying it's different. The look, the feel. It seems more serious than the previous Marvel movies and stuff like that. A lot of graphics, a lot of Inception-like certain things. color. I mean, it's not like Marvel movies haven't had color before, but there's a lot of color in such a what's supposed to be a serious, almost kind of a dark movie, you know, because of what he is going through or trying to go through and whatnot. I mean, I think it's a pretty awesome trailer. It has a little bit of funny at the end, which is funny. You know, I thought it was a clever touch.
Yeah, that joke at the end was really great. Yeah. It's like, what is this, my mantra? He's like, no, it's the Wi-Fi password. Yeah. We're not savages.
Yeah, it's like, we have Google here, guy.
It's pretty
all
funny,
the way up in the mountains.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Like, it looks like a Matrix Inception type deal, like you said. The whole folding of the world around you, it's the way that I guess his dimensions, like, I really know nothing about Doctor Strange, and I like Marvel's approach at trying to tackle characters that a lot of people have never heard of or you know, shit like that. So I think this is going to be a really cool entry. It would be awesome. The whole time, like, when the worlds were folding and stuff like that, and the city was being, you know, twisted and turned and blah, 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 I was seeing, like, the Avengers fighting while all this was happening. So it would be really tight if they could somehow work him into an Avengers film and, you know, the world's changing around them as they're fucking, you know what I mean? Like, that would be just pretty awesome. Anyway, yeah, looks really awesome. Looks really good.
No, it looks really cool. But yeah, as you guys were saying, my first thought was like, oh, it's like Inception, which looks cool. But I'm like, well, I mean, the original comics too were like, if you take a look at like the original comics, they've always been like trippy as all hell. And so I'm excited for this movie. So it looks cool.
Yeah. I can't wait myself. Pretty good actors in there. And just pretty. It's pretty, man. It's pretty.
Hopefully
they don't show it in 3D and somebody throw up, and you know, because of all the folding, like the whole vertigo thing, because I'm sure this is going to give somebody vertigo. I am sure. Like, you know, so it should be fun once that drops, which is, I believe.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think this drops next year. No, this year, actually.
Oh,
it drops this year. November. Yeah, November 4th. Mark your calendars, guys, to go watch a guy from being a pretentious prick to being a pretentious prick with powers. But no,
hey, Benedict Cumberbatch is a good actor.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about the character. Like,
okay.
The character... No, I'm sure he's not a pretentious prick. I would like to believe he's not, but we'll see. That remains to be seen. Next up is, okay, so we're still going with the Marvel kick here. Marvel had a lot of shit to put out, so just to kill off a few of the Marvel stuff, we're going to talk about Netflix Marvel stuff. So, but four trailers and teasers, I would say one is a trailer or first look, and some of them are trailers type thing. So Luke Cage drop, that's like the longest one I believe you can find. It's about a minute and a half, and it's this is going to be the next Netflix Marvel show that's going to drop. If you've seen Jessica Jones, then you already know who Luke Cage is, or you've seen, you know, him in action. And that's out, and I gotta say I love it. And apparently every episode is going to be named after a rap song, which is awesome. Because it's so New York City. So because there's a lot of hip hop here. So it's like, it kind of makes sense. You know what I'm saying? To do this sort of thing.
I loved in the teaser, they're playing like ODB in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Dirty Bastard.
I believe the RZA RZA is working on the show for like the soundtrack and stuff like that.
Shaolin.
Yeah.
So, from my hometown.
Exactly. See, Staten Island gets mentioned. Yeah, there you go. So it's a, you know, so, like a lot of people are very excited. I'm really excited about it. Like to see a Luke Cage show just being done and done so well too, and shows off his powers pretty well too. I mean, I just can't wait. It's probably gonna sit there and watch it too much and like just binge watch the whole thing and not care about anything else on TV for a while. But what do you guys think about the trailer?
So,
did you like
so it? Break it down to somebody who did not watch the trailer and doesn't know much about Luke Cage. Like,
oh, okay, so Luke Cage is a guy to a little bit of his origin story. I am not sure what origin they're gonna go with for this show. So he was a prisoner, and was he volunteered for some experiments, and what ended up happening was, this is like the original origin that I know of. There was, you know, as always, whenever you experiment with something, something goes wrong, things explode. So while he was in prison, he was experimented on, something went wrong, it exploded, and then he discovered that he had impervious skin. And also Superman-esque strength. He's not as strong. He can't go toe-to-toe with, like, say, the Hulk. Like, to do like a power, you know, level sort of comparison. And so he decided to, because the prison that he was in pretty much burned down. So he went back to New York City. He lived in Harlem, and he decided to become like a street level enforcer. But for the community, you know, it wasn't like he didn't go and like sell drugs or anything like that. He went and like busted up drug dealers and stuff like that. And at some point, he meets Iron Fist. He already met Jessica Jones and stuff like that. And, you know, just trying to be normal in a sense, but not really. But at some point, he also meets Spider-Man and stuff like that. So he has a lot of connection to, like, the big guys, like, you know, the Avengers and stuff like that. And in the trailer, that's what you're pretty much seeing is him running through this crack house, if you will. Which is pretty clean for a crack house. You know, not that I've ever been in one, but I would assume they're dirty. But, you know, he's going through. There was a lot of symbolism with the show. The fact that they're playing hip hop beats, which is definitely an homage to Harlem and the whole movement there when it comes to the music. And also him wearing a hoodie. There's like different symbolism that's going on there. Even the showrunner of the he said, you know, with all the shit that's going on now with cops and shooting a lot of black people and stuff like that, it's good to have a superhero that's black and wears a hoodie and, like, you know, he's bulletproof. You know, so there's like, so they're trying to mix a little bit about what's going on now and what's in the comics and stuff like that and bring it all together and to create something that bit of social commentary, bit more like very, you know, sci-fi or sort of thing like that. I would say, you know, it seems like from what I understand, they're going with the old school Luke Cage. So at some point, I think he might have on a yellow shirt with a chain, like a chain you chain up your bike with, that sort of thing. That's what that's the original look of it. He had bell bottoms on, and they didn't really do justice to him, his first incarnation of Luke Cage. They have since changed him to a younger version where his family was a scientist for S.H.I.E.L.D. and gave him his powers and stuff like that through experiments to, like, help protect him and stuff like that. But that's pretty much Luke Cage in a nutshell. Other than that, I don't know who his villains are. I don't know where he's going to be going from there or what they're going to be doing with him. But so far, I mean, I like what I see. I think it's going to be pretty cool. And I guess we just go forward from there. See what happens.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm hyped.
Yeah. So he's going to be good.
What's funny is you said his friend was Iron Fist, which was another...
Right.
another trailer. And I watched this trailer, and it... there's like a scientific formula to trailers these days where most all trailers are good because they have the intense but quiet music, like a piano playing solo, notes, ding, and then a flash, ding, flash of something, ding, you know. Yeah. And at first, like, Iron Fist starts out, it's like, what the hell's going on? Like, there's a kid just out in the snow in a seat, and I, you know, like, what's happening? And then all of a sudden these Shaolin guys are standing over him, and then, like, at the end of the shit, you just see, like, this door get exploded off, basically. And this white guy steps up, like, the white guy couldn't look more like a hippie. And I mean, unless he was just wearing a tie-dye shirt when the shit was shot, dude. But, like, yeah, to me, it just, oh, no. It just looks, I'm sorry, just so dumb. I know nothing about Iron Fist. I know nothing about any of that. But just white guy who is raised by, you know, monks.
If you look at the beginning of the trailer when he's a kid, it's implied he's in an airplane. So I guess it's supposed to be like the airplane crashed over, like,
right, yeah.
You know, where he crashed was supposed to be like this mystical city,
Shambhala, you know, or something like that.
Like, it's Shambhala or
I don't remember the name. Don't quote me.
I think it's called Kuan-Luan.
My brain doesn't let that happen. Like, my brain doesn't.
Shangri-La.
Shangri-La. Yes.
I just can't. Yeah, anyway.
But yeah, I guess he's like, he was from New York City. I think he, I don't know, he was discovered in this mystical city. I guess he had a, you know, I guess the plane crashed into this mystical city, and then he was founded by these, I don't know, these monks or some shit. And I guess they raised him and then made him a warrior, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, apparently he's a guy who can explode doors off of
well,
streams, like, with fire and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I am white guy who knows martial arts. I
am. Hey, like,
what?
Yeah, his origin is interesting. If they're going with the origin that I think they're going with, it could possibly be that the plane crashing belonged to his family. It was like a private plane, and like his family were like explorers, you know, and something went wrong. But I believe in the comic books, they actually found a mystical city, but his father was killed because he did some bullshit or whatever, and he was left without a family. So they kept him there and like trained him, but no one expected him to become Iron, because Iron Fist is it's a technique that they're taught, but you know, you have to be able to master it, like the Dragon's Fist or some shit like that. But
that's probably what's blowing the door off.
Right. So pretty much, like
we never should have taught the white guy this shit, because now that's how he opens every door. Like, he just
busts everything up.
He's basically Ken from Street Fighter.
He goes to knock up if somebody's in the restroom. It's like,
hello,
then.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah. It's like extreme version of chi. If I would say, I should say, like, the it's like, this is how you manifest chi powers, or whatever, you know.
Huh? What?
Well, if you know, it's like the way they're trying to, like, it's like saying, okay, so Dragon Ball is based off of chi, or, like, you know, if you know Tai Chi and stuff like that. So that's pretty much what it's like the extreme version of, I can, you know, yell a lot and power up. So
that's also in Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yeah, pretty much. It's all about chi powers and, like, you know, they this is obsession with, like, you know, if you can channel the energy around you, which is chi to them, then you can do amazing things. So, a la Iron Fist that blows doors off of everything. So, there is that sort of things. But, like, I don't know much about Iron Fist besides he's a white guy that was trained by monks. I'm not sure why he shows up as a bum in New York City, but that's interesting because he's supposed to be very centered, you know, like, type of guy. So, yeah, we're going to see him join up later on with Luke Cage. And they become, like, pretty much I forgot their moniker, but they had like something where they like they joined together and then they opened up like an agency to like get work. It's like, you know, just going around just in like, you know, hired muscle for you know, like to do whatever, take out the laundry or something, whatever the case may be.
I love reading the comments on the trailer. This may be a spoiler for Game of Thrones, so spoiler, but they said, oh, that wildfire really affected Loras in the most bizarre way.
Funny. We should move on. So they put out a teaser for the Defenders, and also which is going to be Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Daredevil, and Jessica Jones all together. It's just a teaser. There's really nothing to talk about there.
That happens
later on. But whatever.
Okay, they're all gonna come together and shit happens.
It's like, ha-ha, we're all together, guys. Yay. No,
dude, anyway. We're the weak ass Avengers.
They're like,
Avengers.
Yay, Avengers are
we get a D.
We save Brooklyn. That's about it.
The Defenders are good.
Yeah. Like, see, that's cool. Just my problem though, is like, it's when you start building up these, you know, these teams, and now like with the, you know, Avengers Civil War, there's like so many Marvel people now in play, and it's like, why should we be impressed by these Defenders? You know what I mean? Like, with a market that's so oversaturated, right? It's like, you got white guy, you know, Jackie Chan over here who can blow doors.
Blow up doors.
That hip hop guy over here with, you know, shot, I guess. You know what I mean? So
yeah, like, you have post traumatic stress disorder, girl.
Yeah.
And you got
blind guy. I call it the blind Batman. It's like the poor Batman. It's like
he actually has powers though. Batman doesn't have powers. He just has money.
He doesn't really have powers because he just has like really heightened senses. That's about it. You know, like he's still a regular dude, you know.
Well, you can say strength is like, it's super strength. It's just heightened strength.
He's not
longer strength.
He can probably give Batman a run for his money in a hand-to-hand fight, but he probably won't win. But, you know, other than that, you know. He's just blind Batman. That's what I call
it. Jessica Jones has super strength and...
Right, yeah. She
can jump really high. Though I think in the comics, she can actually fly, so...
She flew in the show, but you don't really get to see it, but she actually flew. It was really lame, though.
Her story arc was more about the fact that she used to be, like, a superhero, and she became, like, a detective, but...
She became a drunk. That's just what she became.
She became a drunk and a very detective, so it was more about the fact that she was a detective with this...
power.
Backstory,
yeah,
more than being like an actual superhero. But you know, like I said, super strength and she can jump really high. So
pretty much,
woo! And we got a blind guy.
Yeah, that should be their actual superhero names: blind guy, hip hop guy,
blind guy, drunk girl, hip hop dude, and
white guy. White guy with a chi.
White guy with Asian stereotypical things.
So we'll see how that all works out for Netflix. So let's skip on over to a movie here. It's not quite... I mean, it came up from San Diego Comic-Con. It's not quite, you know, superhero-ish. It is about supposedly a king that existed... supposedly, that wanted to save England, but now England decided to, you know, run away from the rest of the world, as we recently know. So, this is all
Brexit.
About Brexit! Yay! It's a movie about Brexit. No, it's not. It's a movie of... It's another King Arthur movie, and it's a Guy Ritchie movie. So, a lot of quick cuts, funny stuff, men wrestling each other with their clothes off. Well,
wrestling. They're just wrestling.
Wrestling. Slapping each other in the back of the head. He's like, I don't want to fight, but I got this sword. You know? So.
What? Did somebody want to get greased up and wrestle? What?
Yep. It's like, yep. Let's do it. Yep. So, yeah. So apparently King Arthur, apparently he had highlights before anybody had highlights in their hair. Awesome. you know? And
it's natural, dude. That was natural.
It's
bro.
Natural. It's just that's why he's the king. That's why he was the king.
That's why he's king. That's why he's the chosen. He's so, highlighted naturally.
Yeah. I don't even know what this movie is about. It just showed a bunch of cool action scenes and crazy shit going on. And I was like, yeah, this is cool, but I don't know what the plot's about.
When we were kids, we had the cartoon. What was it? The Sword and the Stone.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's and see that was my. Growing up, that's what I thought the King Arthur story was, that it was this kid who pulls a sword out of a stone,
right.
And, you know, he becomes king, and he had a magician friend who was kooky, and, you know, that's what I thought, right? And then it's like, now there's so many reiterations, there's so many... This is, we're just going to say King Arthur. We're going to fucking just make this movie.
Even though I knew, I watched the Sword and the Stone movie when I was a kid, I don't know how, but I knew about King Arthur even before I watched that movie. Maybe I watched it in like other old cartoons or, I don't know. I just knew about King Arthur and Merlin. And I know he has, I think he has a half-sister called Morgan Le Fay, and the sword's called Excalibur. And then there's Lancelot. I know, it's like, all these names are familiar. I just don't remember,
And the funny thing is, King Arthur is a bit of a DC character, which is funny. It's weird. So Morgan Le Fay shows up in the DC universe along with this demon called Etrigan. And he's the one that's supposed to be tied to her. And, like, if you... read some of the stuff, once in a while they will go all the way back to that time, you know? And so there's a bit of a DC connection, except this has nothing to do with DC. He's a grown-ass man, and he does a lot of, you know, shirtless fighting and stuff. So that's how that works, you know? Yeah. And so, yeah, guys. Guy Ritchie, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Woo!
All right. Yeah! Woo!
Yeah!
I honestly don't care. Moving on to some other stuff here. So, all right. So this next one, it's a test footage that CBS put out of Star Trek, the new Star Trek.
They keep testing.
So the comment I want to make about this was, because we've had people on the show where we interviewed a few people who made Star Trek fan films, Axanar and their most recent one that we interviewed, I forgot his name, but it was a pretty good movie. And those look really great. Like, you know what I'm saying? The ships, everything looked really great. So CBS pretty much sent both those guys cease and desist because they were getting crazy love on YouTube and stuff like that. And then they put this out. It looks like a saucer with a triangle and, like, duct tape and, like, two...
I think that's why... I think, honestly, we're seeing... why CBS was losing their shit so bad. Like,
right. It's like, damn it,
they were seeing fan films that they had no control over look better or have more depth than what they had on paper.
Right.
And so they said, well, if we can't, if we can't shut them down, then we'll just, we'll delay them or we'll, you know what I mean? We'll do what we can to, it just looked dumb, man. Like the ship itself, if you're going straight up on Star Trek, how ships look and stuff like that, this ship really looks like a mixture between a Federation ship and a Klingon bird of prey.
Yeah.
Like, it has very much some features of the Klingon bird of prey where it looks almost like there's, it's very triangular, you know what I mean? It's very, Anyway, so, you know, I don't know, man. Like, I wasn't impressed. Looked kind of...
Yeah,
this is a gold ship, and it's triangular.
It's gold? It looked dusty to me. Like, they just didn't... I was like, all right, let's just break it out, the mothballs. it looks dirty.
Know, and I said this before the show, man. I'm so tired of them... like, don't get me wrong. With Axanar, I thought it was really cool to kind of see some, battle stuff before everything, you know, in the Star Trek universe that we really know of. You know, I thought that idea was really cool. But now I'm starting to get kind of tired of all this. Let's go back and do all the old shit.
Right.
You know, we were talking about before the podcast, Lance. I'd really like to see some new stuff. Like, in the 90s shows, they had stuff that at the time, you know, when people watched the show, they thought, oh, that's cool, but that's retarded, that'll never happen. Like tablets, like they had these computers that they could hold in their hand and just do data on, and everybody thought, you know, that's cool, but that's, you know, not going to happen. And we have tablets now. Kids have tablets now, you know what I mean? So I would see a new Star Trek. And then I would really like to see the writers come up with some new things, some new technologies, some new innovative stuff, as opposed to let's fall back to where we don't have to be as creative, where we don't have to do this because we're already in a universe that's set up and we're already in a universe that's functioning and this is what they have in technology-wise and blah, blah, blah. You see what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm tired of this. Let's go back in the past. Let's take Star Trek into the future. Where no man has gone before. That's what Star Trek's supposed to be about. Also, another thing that we were talking about with Star Trek, they're supposed to be explorers. They're supposed to be scientists. Right. They're not bad. You know, this is not supposed to be a battle type thing unless you're going to try and make that type of show. And if you're going to do that, make it something new, man. Do something new.
Yeah, inform the future, not go backwards. It's like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. So, yeah, I would say it's CBS, come on. And then the funny thing about this, too, it's not going to be on TV. You have to pay their this thing called CBS All Access, $7 a month, if you want to watch the show. So,
good luck. Gonna plump. Yeah. I can go ahead and tell you right now, like, with that that right there attached to it, is going to make the show bomb because nobody's going to be like, I mean, don't get me wrong. There will be some Star Trek nerds who are like, well, I'm going to do it just to watch it, just to see it. And I understand that. But the majority of people just to watch that. No, hell no.
Nope. Not paying. Nope. Nope. Like as much as I like Star Trek. Nope. Not doing it.
I'll watch it when it eventually gets sold to Netflix.
That's what I want. Then they'd be like, oh, wait, the people are interested on Netflix. Like, yeah, because, you know, it's easier to watch it there.
We already pay for Netflix.
Exactly.
And we have been paying for Netflix for a long, long time.
Exactly.
So,
F you, CBS. I mean, no, not really, but whatever. Anyway. Jumping on here before we finish up. So there was a trailer that came out, also from Marvel, which is called Legion. And it's going to be an FX, I should mention. And, you know, if you watch any FX shows, you know they do really, 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 really well. You know, even shows that people don't even know about do really, really well on that that channel. And this is going to be an original series produced by Marvel. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is about... Professor X, Professor Xavier's son. And to break it down a little bit more about him, I believe he becomes the most powerful mutant ever, even more powerful than Apocalypse. So the trailer itself really fucks with reality and what's happening. And that's to inform his powers. He has the power to shift reality to his liking. So, you know, how do you fight someone that can bend reality? You know what I'm saying? The difference about this is Legion, he's a grown, like, you know, in the comic books and in some of the cartoons and stuff, Legion never got to be a man. It just a young child. Oh, well, actually, no, I think he became a man in some of the comics and stuff like that. And Xavier had put a block on his mind so that he wouldn't use his powers, or he didn't know who he was or what he was, and became like a big danger later on in his life and stuff like that. Like no one could stop him, pretty much.
So I feel like that's horrible writing. Like, yeah. I feel like that is horrible. Because, like, you're building essentially. I mean, that's why Superman gets all the hate that he does, yeah. Because he's just this
too powerful. Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, he's too powerful. Like, you at some point you make a god, and you have to compete with this other god that's been made. And you know, I get it, but I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I've never heard of Professor Xavier having a son.
Right.
Honestly, I know this sounds horrible, but I didn't know he was capable of having a son.
He was quite the ladies' man.
this character who doesn't exist, but right, yeah. You know.
He had, maybe he used that drug to help him walk again.
It's a bone.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it says, you know, according to, like, Legion's backstory, it said Charles Xavier met met this woman.
She was a scientist,
like a Holocaust survivor, apparently. Yeah. And Charles Xavier met this woman who was a Holocaust survivor at some psychiatric facility. And Xavier was using his psychic powers to, like, ease the pain of, like, the Holocaust survivors, and I guess he had an affair with this.
Wait, that would make him like fucking 90.
Yeah, they'll probably change this for the show.
Because
you know, because the comic book was made originally in 1985.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe this was supposed to be in the 50s or something like that, where he met the survivor or something, and basically the two had an affair, and Xavier didn't know that she was pregnant or something, so he doesn't even know that he has a son.
Xavier didn't know? He's the dude who knows everything. Like, how does he not know? You don't check in with Cerberus, oh my god, she's pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Like, how does he not know? That's okay. Xavier to prove that baby is yours, then that's not.
Wait. Did you say Cerberus?
Whatever, you know. Cerebro, Cerberus, what the fuck ever. The thing he puts on it. The round room thing. Yeah. He knows.
No, that's just what it says. That's what it says.
It's bad writing is what it is.
Yeah, there are some writing with X-Men that are just kind of like, what? Like, you know.
Maybe Xavier left before she found out she was pregnant or some shit.
Right.
That could happen.
Right, yeah. And so that, like, the best way I can describe Legion is imagine a troubled teenager and then give him the power or her the power to warp reality to any way they would like. You know.
You're fucked.
Pretty much. So
yeah. So pretty much any teenager on an ABC family show.
Right. And then give them the power to warp reality. Just bend it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Because they pretty much all do somehow.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not always for the better. Sometimes Jenny gets pregnant when she's 16, but then you know, she learns a valuable lesson about life and, you know. Mm. So, you know, she has trouble with her dad sometimes, and you know, she has unresolved issues.
Pretty much, yeah. So yeah, that's Legion. That's how that's going to play out.
Pretty much how Legion's gonna go down. It's like Glee mixed with X-Men. Yeah,
there was some Bollywood for some reason. I was just like, okay, sure. So to finish it off, this last bit of news didn't really come out from.
Hey, whoa! What about Wonder Woman?
Oh yes, Wonder Woman. Yeah. Did I put? Yeah. Okay.
Look tight. Moving on.
Wonder Woman trailer is, you know, I gotta say, I was very worried because I was not a fan of Gadot, whatever.
Gadot. I don't know.
Whatever.
Gadot. I call her Gadot. Gadot.
Gadot. So,
Gadot.
So Warner Brothers put out the trailer. It's almost 3 minutes long. Apparently, Captain Kirk is in this, so awesome. and
the way the trailer starts, she's all like, "You're a man."
What's a man? Like,
yeah. And okay. It's like, what, are they just start doing it on the beach? You know what I mean?
No. No. She's never seen a man in her life.
Yeah, I don't even think she knew what sex was.
I'm sorry. Okay, listen, Alyssa. If I had never, ever seen a female in my life, okay, and then you were standing, like, you just happened to see you, the first, like, I probably would not be able to stop staring at your chest. I'd be like, why is your chest look different?
Like, why do you have that? where are those curves coming from?
And, you know, yeah, anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I would just be mesmerized.
Because you would think like you've never seen it in your life, so you gotta wonder if you'd react. No, I don't know. But
who knows?
It honestly looked like some lesbian shit going on too, because I don't know what all that was. But like, you're the love of my life or something like that.
Yeah, that's, yeah. There's a lot of lesbians.
This trailer just got a little better.
That was a mother?
Her mother saying you're the love of my, that's her mom.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. That's
But we can roll with it. I mean, if that's
That'd be weird. So yeah.
Like they showed some action scene to really show that the Amazonian chicks really are these battle-hardened, you know, this fighting race, because that's really what they were, you know what I mean? They really are this race of, you know, badasses, and it will be cool to kind of see them. Like, in the trailer, they showed these almost gladiator or Troy-type moments where it's like the slow fighting in the sand type shit, and that looks cool. So, you know, like, I'm really hoping they give her as much credit as they do. Like, they showed one scene where she's, like, going in and fighting in the war, and that looked cool. And then they showed another scene, you know. Like, I'm kind of confused as to the timeline. Because,
World War One.
Okay, I get that. Like, the trench warfare stuff, I get that in the trailer.
Mm.
But, like, the timeline as to why she's there during World War One, and then all of a sudden she's back to help Batman and Superman. Like, I just don't understand. Anyway.
Well, she's immortal.
I get that she's immortal and that's possible, but it just, where's the gap? Like, where was she during this other time? You know what I mean?
They'll probably explain that at the end of the movie. Like, she'll probably, I don't know.
Sleep for 80 years and I'll do that.
Yeah.
Well, look, when the comic originally came out, it originally came out with her fighting during like World War II. When all the other comics came out too, like it was around the time when Batman came out and Superman came out. So when she like first appeared, you know, Batman and Superman were around the same time too. So, but since we live in the 21st century and they're still making this take place like not, you know, in World War One instead of World War Two. I don't know, you know, unless they pull a Captain America thing, because that's what the trailer already reminds me of. It's a female Captain America in World War One, except instead of World War Two, but meets 300.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I mean, they were making that all cinematic. The whole, she's blocking the bullets with her shield. Dude, she's Wonder Woman. Like, she could literally just be walking up to the tank, like, nothing, like, naked. She could just be walking up to the tank, like, what's up? And bullets just bouncing right off of her. I mean, she's basically the female Superman.
So she is so powerful, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And they were making it look all cool. Huh? Yeah, that did look cool. In the trailer, you know, they did show that off a bit. And I like that they're probably going to have to obviously make that more of just a battle tool as opposed to, I'm going to use this 14 times to make people tell the truth. You know what I mean?
Like, tell me everything.
I'm sure she'll do that to at least one person. You know what I mean? But, you know, it'll probably be a battle accessory. I'm just going to throw this out and fuck up 10 guys with it. You know what I mean? Type deal. But, I mean, overall, the movie looked good. I really do think, you know, the movie, as much as I was kind of just slamming it a little bit, but it did look pretty awesome. So,
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I love the ending where she was talking to Homeboy's secretary. She's like, no, where I'm from, we don't listen to men.
That's called slavery.
It's called slavery.
She's like, I like her. I really like her.
I do everything he tells me to do. Yeah, and that's the thing. People are getting butthurt about that, saying like, oh, they have to put in like this feminist joke. Like, that wasn't a feminist joke.
That's the whole... Jesus. It's like, it's not even...
Everybody is so butthurt about everything nowadays. Yeah. Cannot, like, I would just say go with whatever these days.
And it's like, it's not meant to be... I didn't see it as like a feminist thing. Like, oh, a man's telling you what to do. Like, no.
Here's the funny thing.
Like, a boss telling an employee what to do is like slavery.
Yeah, so. Right. Like, I'm like, okay, if you don't know anything about Wonder Woman... Yeah, she is pretty much the biggest feminist icon there is. And it's like, she comes from an island full of women where they can all kick your ass. Why would they listen to a man to do anything? They're self-reliant.
It's not about listening to a man. It's just listening to like another person, like giving orders and telling them what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the joke I got. Not like, oh, a man's telling a woman what to do. Like, no, I saw it as like, oh yeah, slave, you know, like wage slavers. So
yeah, pretty much. It's like, it's whatever. Yeah, it's, you know what? People will be butthurt about everything in life.
I thought the movie looked cool. I'm excited because I love Wonder Woman, and I thought it looked. I'm more hyped for that than I am for Justice League. So
yeah, I haven't seen
Batman versus Superman yet. So
don't bother. It's just one long Wonder Woman trailer. That movie. But yeah.
I heard the extended, like the director's cut, I heard is a lot better because it shows Zack Snyder's vision, supposedly. So I'll watch that version.
Yeah, the cinematic version of Batman v Superman is terrible. But if you have the Blu-ray, go right ahead and watch that. It'll probably explain a lot more what's going on. Guys, so we're going to bring the show to an end here. Don't forget to check out the Pondering Nerdcast on GamingRebellion.com. That's where you'll find the show, all the back episodes and stuff like that. And check out all the really cool articles that are written there. The community is awesome. Don't forget to find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music Play. And you can find us also on Facebook. You know, we have a public group there. If you would like to join different discussions and stuff like that, you can do it there. And all that good stuff. All that good stuff, man. Yeah. So until next time, guys, we appreciate you guys for listening. Bye for now.
Later.
Bye, guys.
Three seashells for life.